ADB, Hot Money to Rock Asian Markets. Emerging Asian capital markets have strengthened since the turmoil of 2008, but the recent losses of confidence in the United States and Europe presage a greater threat of volatile capital inflows, says the Asian Development Bank. In Asia Capital Market Monitor 2011, released yesterday, the ADB said increased foreign capital flows underlined strong economic fundamentals in the region. But the majority of the inflows are short-term portfolio investments that could create volatility during a reversal. The report notes that Asia attracted around 80% of total portfolio capital flows to emerging markets since 2000. Asia has attracted 60% of foreign direct investment since 2000. But if China is excluded, Asia's share of global FDI declines to 10% since 2000 and 13% in the 1990s. The trend underscores the need for the regional economy to ensure strong macroeconomic fundamentals, improved transparency, regional integration, and breadth in the capital markets are imperative if Asia is to ease the impacts of volatility, the report suggested. Its study covers 11 emerging Asian economies: China, Hong Kong, India, Indonesia, South Korea, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, Taipei, Thailand, and Vietnam. Iwan Aziz, head of the Office of Regional Economic Integration at the ADB, said the U.S. debt crisis that culminated in S&P's downgrade of its sovereign rating to AA+ on Friday would induce more foreign capital flows in the near future, strengthening regional currencies. I don't think there will be a flood of money out of U.S. treasuries. They will remain a safe haven, Mr. Aziz said. It's not the amount of the flows, but the volatility that is the number one enemy. Most of the excessive liquidity we have goes to financial assets. Promoting cross-border holding of bonds and equities and a savings pool among regional central banks and governments, such as the Asian Bond Market Initiative, are among recommended integration efforts. Mr. Aziz added that eroding growth prospects in the U.S. and Europe could become an increasing concern for Asian economies. Sin-Young Park, the ADB's principal economist, said fears of a global slowdown and escalating problems in the U.S. and Europe had resulted in the credit spreads on emerging Asian bonds spiking since March. The downgrade by S&P showed thinning trust in the U.S. and European policymakers and the market's impatience. The S&P downgrade was also about U.S. politics hampering policy efforts, Ms. Park said. In-Young Lee, head of capital markets at the Korea Capital Market Institute, noted the heavy sell-off in global markets showed that investors were unsure of how U.S. and Europe can manage their fiscal debt. In the long term, it's inevitable that Asia will attract more capital inflows. The U.S. and EU economies might stagnate for 10 years or more, similar to Japan's lost decades during the 1980s and 1990s, Mr. Lee said.